One quick follow-up. When you became mayor of New York, they couldn't pick up the trash on time. Squeegee guys were smearing dirt all over windshields. They weren't cleaning them at all. It was just horrific. It was intimidating. It was ugly. There were basic services not happening. Crime, violent crime in particular, was just astronomical. You become mayor, and you start to knock these things out one at a time. Trash is picked up. Crime is dramatically reduced. Talk about how you did it, but also share how could those solutions work in today's problems.
You know, it's very interesting, Harry. You said one at a time, and that's part of the way to do it, and it's part of what's not being done now. You have to isolate your problems, and you got to work on them and turn them around, not necessarily one at a time, but you can't work on 100 at a time. You can work on 3 or 4 at a time, but you can't work on 100 at a time. The problem right now is the financial system. The rest of the world economy is good and bad. There are good parts, bad parts, but it's not in a catastrophe. The thing that's in a catastrophe is the financing of that economy. So there should be the discipline on the part of the administration to focus on that and to do everything you can to solve that problem. And that's the problem that's being put off, meaning the toxic assets with the banks, the fact that the banks won't lend money. You can't tell banks to lend money and then have capital requirements on them. Capital requirements mean they have to have a certain amount of money. If they don't know how bad their bad debts are, they don't know how much money they have, and therefore they can't lend. So now you have to solve that problem, not just demagogue about it. And the way you solve it is you work out a system to try to evaluate those toxic assets. And where the government should help is in doing that. The government's eventually going to do it. It's eventually going to cost $500 billion to $1 trillion. The thing that frustrates me is we're spending all this money in advance. That is not necessarily curing the problem. Some people like me believe it's making it worse, but it's certainly not making it better.
We're visiting with America's Mayor Rudy Giuliani. This is Hurley in the Morning on WI.